He does a tremendous job of, like you said, getting the ball off. And the offensive lineman does a great job of selling that run to make you think it's run when it's an actual pass. So we're excited, man. It's a tough challenge. I think this is going to the toughest challenge we've had thus far, and we're ready to go.
I wonder, is it the toughest challenge in the NFL these days?
I believe so. I mean, playing a player like him, I mean, Hall of Fame caliber player, and having a wide receiver, Marvin Harrison, the same type of player, any defense that they face, I'm sure the defense feels as though, hey, if we can stop the Colts, we should feel pretty good about ourselves. So, I mean, not to look too far ahead, but hey, we got the Colts this week, and we're excited about the challenge, and we're looking to do a good job.
I know you don't want to look too far ahead, but is this a situation where, hey, if we beat these guys, in the long run, it could prove a big benefactor for you guys, you know, with the tiebreaker?
Well, you know what? They're an AFC team, and that's all that matters. I mean, at the end of the year, when everything works out for itself, I mean, if we had the same record, we had the tiebreaker. So it's as big as it gets, man. I mean, the stage is there for us to go out there, have a good showing, and I'm sure this win is going to be real pivotal when the end of the year comes around.
We haven't seen a young guy like Elvis come in and make the sort of impact that he's made the last, three games or so. Tell us about him and why he's so effective.
I tell you what, man. I mean, the knock on him coming into the league was that he's too short and he didn't have great speed. But, I mean, thus far this year, you can't say that. I mean, I think the biggest asset he has is his size, being able to get underneath the offensive lineman, and his reach is actually long for the guy of his stature. So I think that he's just doing a tremendous job. I know he will. He's going to stay humble, keep working hard. And, I mean, he already has more sacks than we had off last year. So, he's doing a tremendous job, man. And I'm looking forward to trying to catch up with him sooner rather than later.
Part of you want to tell him, hey, kid, it's not this easy?
Oh, man. I mean, I've never had three sacks, and I've been in the league 8 years, man. So he doesn't know how good he has it right now. But, I mean, he's just doing a phenomenal job, man, and hopefully he can keep it going.
You could say the Colts are responsible for this defense being what it is today because of those playoff thrashings and unexposing weaknesses, and they've upgraded. Has that been discussed at all, the fact that how maybe just a moral victory?
Well,
I
haven't heard much about that because I wasn't here when those guys played against Indy. So that's a really tough question for me to answer because I wasn't here and I haven't heard much about it. I just know that this year defensively we're just playing a lot better football, and hopefully it can go into this game as well, no matter who we're playing, whether it's Indy, Washington, whatever. So hopefully it can just carry on.
What kind of impact does the absence of Ekeren and having Adai and Rose there have?
Well, I mean, the only impact it has that is that Ekeren was there for a long period of time, and I mean, the way he ran the ball, you know, there was nobody else like him. And Haddad back there and Rose back there, they seemed to be getting together. But early on in the season, I guess they were having a little difficulty with the running plays and not getting the creases where they need to be. But, I mean, they're doing a tremendous job, man, so it doesn't look like there's a let-off at all.